Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
And I want to cut spending right now, and I would like to put policy writers on this. But when you have a three-vote majority, we don't have the votes to be able to advance that.
A major victory for Speaker Mike Johnson. The House Tuesday passed a short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. It now heads to the Senate without the deep spending cuts hardline Republicans want. The bill passed with more Democratic votes than Republican, including that of Jared Moskowitz, who cited GOP dysfunction.
What's unclear to me is whether there'll be a motion to vacate the speaker after a bunch of Democrats vote to keep the government open, because that's what happened to Speaker McCarthy.
Also Tuesday, a discussion between Moskowitz and Kentucky Republican James Comer became heated. The Florida Democrat mocked the House Oversight Chair, and Comer responded by saying Moskowitz looked like a smurf. The Democrat immediately used that in a fundraising appeal. Tempers ran high in several corners of the Capitol. During a Senate committee hearing, Oklahoma's Mark Wayne Mullen stood and challenged Teamsters leader Sean O'Brien to a fight.
Sir, this is a time, this is a place. If you want to run your mouth, we can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Oh, stop it.
Mullen alleges he was trying to expose O'Brien as a thug. This spring, O'Brien called Mullen a greedy CEO on social media. Tennessee Congressman Tim Burchett is accusing former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of elbowing him in the kidney. Burchett is one of the Republicans who voted to oust McCarthy. McCarthy denies the incident. The Senate Rules Committee voted along party lines to let Majority Leader Chuck Schumer move forward 350 military promotions held up by Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville. Schumer says Tuberville is jeopardizing the military.
Patience is wearing thin with Senator Tuberville on both sides of the aisle. I strongly support this resolution to overcome these military holds.
Tuberville has blocked military appointments for 9 months over a Pentagon abortion policy. A supporter of Palestinians, Massachusetts Congresswoman Ayanna Pressley, is condemning both Islamophobia and anti-Semitism on college campuses.
Whether you wear a yarmulke or a hijab, you have a right to show up as your authentic self without fear or discrimination.
Saying leaks in the 2020 election subversion case aim to intimidate witnesses. Fulton County, Georgia prosecutor Fannie Willis is asking the court to protect them. ABC News aired testimony from Donald Trump's former lawyer, Jenna Ellis, recounting when a Trump aide told her the former president would refuse to leave the White House.
He said the boss is not going to leave under any circumstances. We are just going to stay in power. And I said to him, well, it doesn't quite work that way, you realize. And he said, we don't care.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you?